Highland Radio Saturday Sport just coming up towards 5:30. A good day on the athletics front from an Irish and Donegal perspective at the World Masters Athletics Indoor Championships in Poland. There's medals coming back to the Northwest. Patsy McGonigal, our athletics correspondent, joins us on the line. And I suppose, Patsy, do you want to start off with Katrina Devine?
Yes, Katrina Devine early this morning, 1,500 metres. She did go into the race, you know, a top three rank. So, you know, you were anticipating and hoping that she could deliver, and indeed she did. She hung back early on, but she came with a good late charge, which saw her up for a bronze medal for a third position. So, you know, she should be really happy about that. Bringing a medal home is always the idea and always the plan. So, I mean, when you respond that well with an international feed, that's good. So, well done to her. That was her medal. And then we had Kate Byrne on this morning as well, and in the 1500 metres as well. Of course, she had some really strong performances earlier in the week. She won the cross country in her age category. She won it extremely impressively. She hit the front early on, and she just kept going. And they weren't able to live with her, and you know, she led the team to medals as well. So she will be very very pleased about her week. But today, no medals today. She finished sixth in the 1500 metres. It's a different game, you know, the distance and the shorter distance, and even in the middle distance. You know, she did 3,000 earlier in the week. She got fifth in that. So you know she is a cross country runner. She is a distance runner on the road. So you know, we would have expected that's where she would have impacted, and that's exactly what she did, over 8K, but no medals for her today. And then we had just in the last maybe hour, we had Catherine McDevitt on the Irish 4x200 metres team, and you know, absolutely brilliant. There's a lot of expectation on the team. The team was going in as one of the fastest in the world in Masters Athletics, but they lost a girl, one of the girls didn't. She actually turned up for the 60 metres race, and then she left the track. So, you know, if you declare in athletics, if you declare for an event and then don't actually go do the event, you know, subsequent events, you won't be let in. And so that was gone. So she was replaced in the team. She was replaced in the team. That weakened the team. But the team did get medals, and the team did get third place. So as I said to her, you know, like, look, you got a medal. You came here to do better. It doesn't always work like that. But she's gone back with a medal, and she's pretty pleased. So well done, Catherine. She's from Letterkenny Club. The other athletes that were out there were off in Valley. But well done, Catherine. She's really the life and soul of the team in many, many respects. Because she, you know, she brings great vitality to a team and to the whole environment. So well done, Catherine McDevitt. And then, yes, we held the other medal, of course, was Sinead McConnell. She had a really unbelievable couple of days. She started off with the 3K indoors, and she finished third in that. She had a season's best performance there. She was a good, strong third. She might be a bit disappointed now when she looks back and looks at the video and thinks, well, maybe if I had more confidence, I could have went number two. But she went number three, and she got herself a medal. That was early in the week. She came back onto the track yesterday, onto the road really yesterday, where she got 10K, and she watched a really brilliant performance, probably a lifetime best performance, 56.08, a new Irish Masters record. It got her up for second. She beat the French girl that she has been unable to do for a number of championships. You know, she's been going to European and World Championships consistently, but never beat that French girl. So she did it this time, and as I say, a new Irish record and a silver medal. Now, also, our Irish team picked up medals as well. So she's bringing back three medals. So it's a big encouragement as you regroup and prepare for your next championship. So well done to her. And of course, Gavin Boyce from Melton, he was out there, and he did the 1500 metres. There was no, yesterday, and there was no anticipation that Gavin was going to get a medal, but, you know, was he going to, could he PB? He's new to indoor athletics, and, you know, he did PB, 8 or 9 seconds PB. He enjoyed the experience, and he took on the challenge. So, you know, I'm hoping that he's happy, and that he was with his return, but he had a go at it, and all he can do is, you know, look forward to having a taking on the challenge in the future. That was the week that was in it. So, you know, it was six athletes, five of whom got medals. So you can't really argue with that, really.
Yeah, and just, so as Patsy, you know, the team events, good to see so many Irish over there, and a silver in the half marathon, would that have been expected?
Yes, and that was, I didn't get to that one. That's right, Chris, you're dead right. Yes, that would have been expected. That group of girls that Noreen Bonner is in, they do tend to medal at world or European level. There's a couple of very good, they're very, very consistent. And today one of them got second and the other got fifth. And Noreen herself got fourth. So, I mean, they were going to go. And on the side in that half marathon was that Christine Kennedy from Galway, who ran internationally for many years for Ireland, was competing for the US, and actually she's out living in the States now and transferred to the States. And she won the event, and she was up in there breaking the world age group record. So it was a half marathon. So well done to the Galway girl for the US, unfortunately, in this instance. But yes, the team got second. Noreen got herself a medal there. And, you know, she missed training, and she was managing an injury there for the last month, really. So she'll be happy with the medal. Disappointed that she probably didn't get an individual medal, but she's coming back with a team medal. So she'll have to fight another day.